Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Welcome to Elder Care Radio, where we share information about taking care of ourselves as we age. Today, we've got a lot of things that we want to cover, but let's start with some COVID good news. In spite of the fact that we have more positive tests, yesterday there were 34 positive tests in the five counties of southern Utah. If we look at those numbers, because sometimes we lose ourselves in the numbers, the first thing we need to realize is those 34 out of the, Andy, there's 252,000 people estimated to live in the five counties. So if 34 of those tested positive, what's the alternative number? Isn't that 151,966 people didn't test positive?
Yeah, a lot of folks, and the hospital numbers still are pretty low too, which is really good. And the only thing we're worried about is I had Dave Heaton on earlier, and he said there are some care centers that have a couple of outbreaks. But if we can keep them out of the care centers, most of us could handle it, even if we do get it.
Right.
That's true. And what I want you to remember is all the information that we're giving you on COVID good news does come from the CDC, World Health Organization, and from our state of Utah Health Division.
Right.
Yes, we have a couple of outbreaks, but remember that the recovery rate is still averaging in the high 99% recovery rate.
99.7.
Which means that even those people in the elder care homes are expected to recover, by and large, in the large majority. Now, the truth is, it's terrible if even one person passes. But the reality of life is we all are going to pass eventually of something.
That's right. And it's important to realize that dying with something is not necessarily dying from something. And that's I guess, one of the critical things is that COVID exacerbates some pre-existing conditions, which leads to that. And if we don't have those, then it tends not to cause any significant problems. Yes, the statistics that we're tracking right now, and these are statistics that are being tracked that have never been tracked before. You know, we never tracked the flu and how it affects and exacerbates issues, but now we are. And so the numbers are big and scary, and we just want to get people out of that mode of being really concerned. If you look at, you know, there's 34 people that tested positive, assuming most all of those are probably in their home self-quarantining, which is what the recommendation is, the likelihood that you're going to ever see one of those people in the wild, almost nonexistent. And when you really assess your own personal day-to-day, you know, existence, how many people do you come face-to-face with within 6 feet? For 15 minutes or more. And is that one or three people a day? You know, maybe it's six. But again, out of the 252,000 people in southern Utah that don't have it, those are generally the people you're going to come face-to-face with.
But really, the reason we really want to emphasize this COVID good news is because we're trying to take the fear that is driving people at this time. And fear and anxiety does exacerbate other conditions as well. So we're complicating our own medical health when we stay in the house, when we isolate ourselves away from our loved ones, and we're being driven by fear. We need to be careful, absolutely. We need to wash our hands. We need to, you know, do as the CDC says and wear our face masks. But we still need to have interaction somehow. And we need to eliminate some of the anxiety and fear that is ruling our lives at this time.
So today we want to transition into pain, if that sounds like a good idea.
Andy's face. He's excited to talk about pain.
Right.
And pain have come to know each other very well. So.
Well, and so we've got a lot of things that we've been looking into. You know, I guess in our position, we get to have a lot of experiences, and we like to share those with the community. And so in the hospice level and in the elder care range.
Can I interject before you get started? So one of the I guess, blessings that have come to us since we've been in this industry is getting to understand and to research for people in our community resources that are available, resources available for people suffering with Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's and dementia and cancer and liver disease and all these other diseases that plague their lives, we've been able to find the resources to help them. So we invite you first to call our office if you're looking for any of those resources. By the way, I don't think we've mentioned our number yet.
No, Elder Care Radio is brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. Telephone number, local area code 435, and then the very easy number of 477-6999.
Right. So feel free to give us a call if you have any questions or you are looking for resources. That being said, this St. George is, we have so many resources available, I don't think people realize it. There's a new St. George Surgery Center that is doing modern, cutting-edge technology with regards to surgeries that are having incredibly high success rates.
Well, they're not new. They are new to me. Yeah. But they've got a nationally recognized recovery rate and success rate with an extremely low infection rate, which is, you know, some of those things that you should know when you're looking into care. And that's part of what we're going to cover today.
Well, and they actually manage their pain. They have an option to do pain management that is completely opioid free.
Right.
That, for a lot of people, that's important. Okay, sorry, I keep interrupting.
Well, no, and that's exactly what we're talking about, is the choices that we have to deal with pain. And we are always looking for alternatives, because drugs themselves, while that seems to be the thing that everybody falls to manage pain, not as effective as we would like it to be, and it comes with a whole cascade of other problems that exist.
Like suicide warnings. We actually had a patient on service that when she first came on, she literally attempted suicide 3 times in the first week we had her on. Our medical team came in immediately, assessed her prescriptions, and found that she was on 5 pain meds from 5 different physicians, specialists, that all had suicide warnings. And when we adjusted her pain medication profile, she wasn't depressed anymore. She wasn't attempting to hurt herself anymore. In fact, her thinking became so much clearer that we had to reevaluate one of her diagnoses, mm-hmm. which was dementia.
But the other key point was she wasn't in pain.
Right, right.
She was off the pain meds and didn't miss those at all, and there wasn't any pain.
Right, it was phantom pain from all the medications she was on.
So that's one of the problems. Of course, addiction can be a problem, but drugs cause other problems in our system. They shut down parts of our system, which don't help in our recovery either. So we're always looking for ways to address pain that are more effective with less problems. So those are some of the things we've talked about. We had an opportunity this week to talk to a couple of different specialists that provide pain options that are much better.
Well, as well as other therapy resources.
Right.
So there's more to expand on, but right now we're focusing on alternative pain managements.
Right. So we know that massage can be a good pain resolution. Not only does it address specific areas that might be hurting, but it provides you an overall better feeling. You know, your feeling of well-being is better, and that improves all kinds of things. It helps circulation and those kind of things. So massage is well known to work for pain.
In
some cases, it doesn't solve every problem. And that's one of the things, is we're trying to find the solution that works best in every specific circumstance.
And of course, chiropractic care. Chiropractic care, an adjustment can relieve a lot of pain and stresses on your lower extremities or wherever the pain may be. So chiropractic care is also one that will.
And just some physical activity. So we actually engage physical therapists and occupational therapists to help with movement because those are things that can help relieve pain. But more than that, today we had the opportunity to speak to a couple of practitioners of some other specialties. Jody at Coolit Cryotherapy and Massage. He talked to us about how that works, and it's interesting. You know, we can do full body cryo. You probably heard about that on the news, but they can do localized cryotherapy, and that's bringing cold to a particular part of your body. And it's known that cold reduces inflammation. Inflammation and pain are tightly related in many cases. So that may be a therapy that can work for somebody that doesn't require somebody to be taking drugs. And so those are some things that we're looking at.
And also, Therese from Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America. You might recognize Pibicoa, P-I-B-C-O-A. They're on the leading edge of using electrostimulation in a variety of ways, not only to deal with the pain, but also to promote healing of the body and the cells, actually. They focus on cell regeneration.
And that has a specific meaning for me because I had a serious pain for a long time, and I was able to use electrostimulation to manage that pain. I was able to take control instead of having the pain control me. And again, it was, you know, no drugs. It didn't necessarily eliminate all of my pain, but it allowed me to function without clouding my mind, without causing me to sleep all the time. So electrostimulation is a great therapy in some cases. And what they're doing is they're on the leading edge of bringing that to not only pain management, but other areas of healing and even managing, you know, mental abnormalities. You'd have to talk to her to find out more about that. But it's interesting that we've got so many of these therapies available in Southern Utah that nobody knows about.
Well, and so everybody knows, as full disclosure, neither of any of these companies, I think we've mentioned three companies, none of them know that we are mentioning them today. We're not being compensated for endorsing their programs, nor are we endorsing their programs. We're just saying that there are a plethora of opportunities and options available. And since each individual is very unique and has their own desires and goals for their health care, they should have the opportunity of making their own choice. And that's one of the reasons that we're here. We truly believe that each individual should be an integral part of their own plan of care, that they shouldn't just be turning the problems that they're dealing with over to a nurse or over to a doctor and saying, here, take care of this, because their way of handling your symptoms or treating you might be very, very difficult. Or different from yours, I'm sorry. One of the things that we've talked about before is the difficulty I have in dealing with my father's death. Not knowing what a palliative care program was, we put my father on hospice expecting the experience to be exactly like it was when my mother was on hospice, and it wasn't. The nurses came in and medicated him so heavily that after the third day, he literally, his heart stopped and he passed. And we do not believe that hospice and palliative care is a one-size-fits-all. All of these therapies that we are offering you, we're trying to inform the community that there's more. Hospice is not scary if you understand and you make the right choice in your hospice company. It is absolutely not about giving up. It is not about quitting. It is about living your best and highest quality of life for as long as you live. There is no termination date.
And that applies not only through hospice, but throughout our lives. So in the elder care area, we want our community to know what options are available. We want them to be well-informed, but we also want you to be your own best medical advocate. And that means asking questions and being fully informed. We've just introduced you to these services. We are not suggesting that they are a solution to everybody. We don't know your medical conditions as well as you do. So do your research.
Again, no one size fits all.
Right.
It's dynamic and individualized. And that's what's important. That's what sets us apart from the rest.
That's right.
We come in to find out exactly what your desires, your goals, what we can do to make your life the highest quality of life.
So being your own best medical advocate means asking questions. So if you decide to call Jody or Therese or people at the St. George Surgery Center because you think they may be able to provide some care for you, we have some questions we'd suggest that you ask. Ask them how it works. Get the detailed information so you really understand that. And find out what you should expect from what they're offering. Because if you don't have an expectation, you won't know what to manage it by. But If you know what the expectation is, if you're not meeting that expectation, then you can make some adjustments. How long should the therapy take? And this is an interesting point to make. When we're talking about palliative care, we're talking about just managing symptoms. That can be a very long period of time. So if you were using it to reduce the symptoms of pain, that may be a long-term issue. If we're hoping that it's going to cure something, then there should be an end to that therapy. And so we should know what that time frame is.
By the way, just so you know, while if you look at Medicare's standard, they do give an estimate of expectation of life of 6 months or less. But if you live longer than that, you do not lose your benefits. And many, many people do. In fact, we've actually had patients that graduated from hospice in a good way. They've gotten off because once we adjusted pain meds and once we improved their quality of life, they were actually no longer eligible for hospice. And isn't that good news? They were able to get off and live a much longer life without any loss of their benefit in the future. So keep in mind, hospice is, while we have a requirement to try and gauge it appropriately, the eligibility appropriately, you as the beneficiary are never at risk of losing your benefits. In fact, that's a good point. One of the questions, a big question that we had multiple times this week, how much does hospice cost, palliative care cost, mm-hmm. and is there any financial requirements?
So let me explain these questions. The weather's getting better, and people are starting to realize that they can, you know, get together. And so those are great things, and we're glad that we were promoting that on this radio program. We were invited to a picnic in the park with a gathering of people. And as we introduced ourselves and we started talking to people about hospice, which is something that most people have never engaged in a conversation about.
Because it's a scary word, but it shouldn't be.
The questions came up, and it's, again, reaffirms that this community doesn't have a good understanding of what hospice should be or could be. Some of the questions, what does it cost? Well, hospice is free. It's covered by Medicare, and it's covered entirely. Not only is hospice care free like you expect other medical care to be free under Medicare, but there are no deductibles, no copays, no cost for prescriptions, no cost for your durable medical equipment, no cost for your supplies.
So all of us cover for free medical equipment, medical supplies, prescription drugs, your hospice aides. We have to have physical therapists and occupational therapists available, although most of the companies out here don't make those readily available to you. They're supposed to be. Social workers, spiritual counselors like chaplains, bereavement counseling, all of those things are supposed to be covered.
Because hospice is more than just dealing with your medical issues. It's trying to deal with everything in your life and making it a better life all the way around.
Higher quality, and not only for you, but also for your caretakers, because it's a difficult, challenging effort for a loved one to try and care for somebody all on their own. We have so many couples in this community where one spouse is trying to take care of themselves as well as have the responsibility of taking care of their loved one, managing their daily activities and just getting them bathed and fed and still having their life to take care of as well, with keeping the house clean and making sure dinner's on the table and making sure the bills are paid. And it's just overwhelming, especially at this time when we're isolated and alone.
And so one of the conversations we had, the question came up, what does it take to qualify? Well, it depends on the circumstances. Obviously, some life-limiting illness, but it's more than that. It's all of the other things that go on. And I think most of us could recognize that somebody is struggling on their day-to-day activities, and that person may very well qualify for a hospice and then be able to get all that extra support and help. So that's, you know, one of the questions. And then the other one was, is there some limit to income that qualifies you, or if you have too much income? And that's another question that is, you know, the truth is, no, there's no financial qualification. Whether you are completely supported by the government or you are completely independently wealthy, hospice is available to you.
Right. And here in Utah, we are very lucky that hospice is a benefit that is covered under Medicaid. So even if you're not 65 and don't have Medicare, you may be eligible through Medicaid or through a disability. So Medicare, Medicaid, insurance covers hospice. Most insurances cover hospice. So there's a multitude of ways, but there is no financial requirement. If you have Medicare, You can, you know, and a chronic illness or that is within the eligibility, and please feel free to call our office and find out more. In fact, you should find out before you need hospice and palliative care what the requirements are so that you can act on the benefit eligibility as soon as possible.
And one of the gentlemen that we talked to at length there, and he was asking these questions, it turns out that he was a leader of a congregation, and he had somebody in his ward or his congregation that was really in need of that extra care, and he didn't know that it was available. And that's, I think that's true for most of the community. Most people don't know that it's available. So after having this discussion with him, after explaining what services were available, he was excited to go talk to these people. And I believe that if every pastor, every priest, every leader of any religious congregation knew that these services were available, and that they're, you know, free to their members if they qualify, they would probably be excited about what can be done and what's brought. So
if simply just for the help that it brings into your home, the help caring for your loved one, at no expense to you, but it's we said it, it's daunting, it's overwhelming to care for somebody who is sick and has so many needs.
So bringing in a team of professionals to take care of some of the mundane care, whether that's bathing or taking care of some of the medical issues so that the caregivers and the families can spend more of their time looking for good experiences instead of just being mired down in the efforts that it takes to do this care.
Answering your questions so that you're not afraid of how do I deal with this, or there's this new sore, or he's coughing or in pain and I don't know how to manage it. You can call our office 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we can help you answer those questions. It's amazing the amount of help that we can bring into your home if only you give us a call. If you are struggling to care for yourself or a loved one, give us a call. Let us see if we can bring resources to you to make your life a little easier.
So we're trying in this radio program as neighbors, as friends, to just share information so that you have it. And whether it's our hospice program or somebody else's, it really doesn't matter. What's important is that people know that that's available. So what we'd like you to do, because you guys now are really experts in this field.
But people should understand that the whole reason we're here is to change the understanding of hospice. And right now, our company is the only company offering an expansive palliative care program that is individualized and that includes you completely in your choice of plan of care.
And the only way that we're going to change that is to get more people to understand in the community what hospice can be. So if you want to talk to your church leader, if you think that this is something that people could use, if you talk to them and explain that we would love to talk to them and go into detail of what can be available, we will take those calls. You don't have to tell them much. Just ask them to give us a call. We'll walk them through what's available so that they can be better informed and possibly bring a better level of care to everybody in their congregation.
Absolutely no cost or obligation. We really are just here to educate the community on resources that are available and help the elderly figure out their best path, know the questions to ask of their doctors, and know what resources are here. And there are so many resources to help you in your times of need and struggling. Please give Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care a call and let us help you navigate this very difficult system. 435-477-6999. Again, that number is 435-477-6999. No cost or obligation for your questions.